Thank you so much. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Hattie Hill in Brooklyn, New York.
Hey, Hattie Hill?
Hattie Hill.
That is a great name.
Thank you.
That is fantastically old-fashioned.
Yes, thank you.
Well, what do you do there?
I am a translator.
Oh, excellent. That's great. What do you translate?
A lot of stuff for the Canadian government. And
what is it?
Wait a minute. are you translating from American into Canadian?
French into English.
French into English, I see. Okay. Well, yep. That's great. Well, Hattie, welcome to our show. Now, you're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Hattie's topic?
You're not the boss of me.
Kids, as we parents know, you can't control them, you can't sell them on Craigslist. Turns out they won't let you. This week we heard a story of a classic kind of rebellion. Youth saying to his or her, their elders, "Get out of my way, pops!" Our three panelists are each going to tell you a story of young people rejecting authority, only one of which is true. Figure out that one, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine or voicemail or whatever it is you use. Ready to go?
Ready as I'll ever be.
All right, let's hear it from Tom Baudet.
Princeton professors Calvin and Indira Hennessy, the first couple of theoretical physics, had high hopes for their gifted son, Ivan. His eighth grade science project predicted the existence of quarks, and he completed his undergrad work at MIT by the age of 19. But something changed when the young Hennessy took a summer job at a Lowell, Massachusetts hardware store. He delayed an internship at the Hadron Collider in Geneva until just this week he lost it altogether, sending shockwaves of bad publicity through the theoretical physicist community. Ivan appears little affected by the fuss. "I can't tell you how fulfilling hardware is for me. Theoretical physics is a fine distraction, but this place is packed to the ceiling with applied physics. You hit something with a hammer, it reacts. You work out the time-space distortions of a black hole, all you have is chalk on your fingers." "We don't understand him anymore," said the professors, who admit they cannot effectively change a light bulb. "He sent us a 3-page letter last week proving the utility and endless adaptability of PVC pipe. They've got 5 doctorates between them, and our stock boy gets more done in a day," countered Ivan. "You can't fix a toilet with a theory. You need a plunger and a wrench."
A physics prodigy being seduced by the world of hardware. Your next story of teenage rebellion comes from Julia Sweeney.
Biologists in Guatemala have discovered one of the strangest, most surprising cases of adolescent rebellion ever in beetles. Science has long known that adolescent agouti dung beetles living in large colonies are not allowed to reproduce by the elder bugs. Only beetles reaching maturity are allowed to mate, while juvenile bugs are sent out of the nest to collect the dung. But a study team from the University of Wichita noticed that in one nest, the teenage beetles were collecting a type of fungus and rolling it up into the dung, feeding it to the elder beetles, and the fungus had a narcotic effect. The younger beetles were then able to mate to their little beetle heart's content, while the dazed elders wandered into the colony walls. Quote, "It's sort of like a dung beetle beach party movie," said entomologist Camaro Powers. Scientists say they've never before seen this kind of adolescent rebellion evolve so quickly and are worried it might spread to higher animals, like us.
Adolescent dung beetles figuring out how to get their parents all drunk and stuff on dung. Your last story of a rebel with or without a cause comes from Paula Poundstone.
Every baby bird leaves the nest, but only some fly back by to spit the worms at it. As a toddler, Ocel Hedatorus was chosen by the Dalai Lama, who believed him to be a reincarnation of a spiritual leader. He was put on a throne and worshipped by Tibetan monks. He is known as Laba Tenzin Ozel Kinpochi and is revered by the Buddhist community. Buddhists speak of the peaceful meditative countenance he had as a baby, but as it turns out, his thoughts behind that countenance may have been about football, television, and girls, which now at 24, in an interview with a newspaper in Spain, he complains he was denied. He claims the only movie he was ever allowed to watch was Eddie Murphy in The Golden Child. He has denounced the Buddhist order that elevated him to guru status, which is not very nice at all to Eddie Murphy.
All right, here are your three stories of rebellion from Tom Baudet, the prodigal son of physics geniuses deciding he wants to chuck it all and go work in hardware. From Julius Sweeney, a bizarre rebellion noticed in a species of dung beetles in which the young dung beetles learned to drug and therefore evade their elders. And from Paula Poundstone, a reincarnated lama of Tibetan Buddhism deciding to chuck it all and go chase girls. Which of these is the real story of rebellion?
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
I'm not.
Well, as usual, they all seem equally implausible. But you know what? I think I'm going to have to go with Julia.
Julia, your choice is Julia's story of the rebellious dung beetles of Guatemala. Well, we spoke to someone who, of course, was familiar with the real story.
Evidently, he decided that he did not want to be a Tibetan Buddhist lama or be involved in a kind of monastic institution.
That was David Germano. He's professor of religious studies at the University of Virginia. He was talking about the rebellious Tibetan Buddhist lama reincarnation. Doesn't want to do that no more. He wants to see other movies besides The Golden Child. So I'm so sorry, Hattie. As you have no doubt figured out, it turns out that Paula, in fact, had the true story. You did not win, but you earned a point for Julia on her very first time out by being
Yay.
So convincing in the story. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you for voting for me.
And thank you, Hattie, for playing our game.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Why can't they be like we were, perfect in every way? What's the matter with kids today?